Brad Locke.
And I'm Dalton Milton.
And you're listening to Prep Rally, a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Folks, welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally. I'm Brad with Dalton, and the snow is not stopping us from broadcasting here. Made it into work today on this Wednesday, the 17th of January. Dalton, how you doing? You made it too.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm cold, but I'm good.
Well, I woke up, it was like 10 degrees or less this morning. It's not something I'm used to. But the truck started, and I got here, and the roads were not terrible.
Yeah, my road was not near as bad as it was yesterday, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, so the weather has been wreaking havoc with all kinds of things, including, of course, basketball games that were supposed to be played Tuesday night, and so nobody played. And so coaches, for the second time in less than a week, are having to reschedule games, and so we're going to talk about that. We're going to look back at the county tournaments that did get finished up this past weekend, or really in most cases on Monday. And going to also look back at that big Okolona-Holka matchup from Thursday. It was supposed to be Friday, but the weather forced it to move up. That and more coming up here on this episode of Prep Rally. Just a reminder that you can access this program in iTunes or any of your podcast apps. You can stream it online, preprally.djournal.com. And, of course, follow us on the Twitter, at djournalpreps. Okay, Dalton, so yeah, we were supposed to have some games last night. I was really looking forward to covering the Belmont and Kossuth game last night, but didn't happen. So they're going to play that one, I think, on Monday. And a lot of games still haven't been able to confirm when they've been rescheduled, because it's kind of a booger to figure out, because you had games last week that had to get pushed, and now some people were able to push them up to Thursday or back to Saturday, but then you had a lot of games that had to be rescheduled for later on. Like, for instance, Oxford and Columbus were supposed to play last Friday. They play now the 5th of February. And now they've got to figure out if they can reschedule Tuesday's game against Lafayette, which is not a division game, so not as important as the Columbus game. But still, it's a crosstown rival game, and you'd like to play it if you can. So that's kind of the situation a lot of teams are in. You did have a lot of division games that were postponed, like Belmont-Kossuth, the Ingemar-Newsite. That'd be a really good boys and girls game that was supposed to be played Tuesday night. So caught up with some coaches yesterday and talked with them about the challenges of rescheduling. Just, again, these division games are going to start stacking up, because you're going to have to play on a Monday or a Thursday. Most people at this point in the season are not going to have an open Tuesday or Friday. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to play Monday or Thursday, or if it's open, Saturday. I mean, you have a lot of teams playing Saturdays. Like this weekend, we've got the Mid-Mississippi Challenge. You got a lot of local teams like Ingemar and Boonville that are playing in that. So they can't make up the games that day.
Yeah, and it's tough trying to make them up now, because, like you said, the Monday and Thursday, if you're doing that with a division game, you're probably going to play two back-to-back division games on 2 days in a row, and that's not fun.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Okolona, for instance. They've got to play 3 days in a row. They're playing Thursday against Smithville. They were supposed to play I think it was Smithville that was supposed to play Wheeler that day, but they moved that game so they could play Okolona. And I'm pretty sure I'm not misspeaking here. It's a bit Smithville and Wheeler are now playing the February 2nd, but Okolona plays Smithville on Thursday. They play TCPS on Friday, and then they play a game on Saturday against West Point, which is a game that got pushed back, I think, from last week. It's all messed up. So they've got to play 3 days in a row. Two of those are division games. Now, let's be honest, Okolona shouldn't have much trouble with any of those teams if you just look at the records. But that's still 3 days in a row. You got to run out there and mm-hmm. get up and down the court. And, you know, that can affect you physically. Now, some of these teams are, you know, that didn't have to play Tuesday is actually kind of an advantage, at least for now. Now, again, you're going to have a trade-off later when you have to play that extra game next week or whenever it is. But like Boonville, for instance, the girls team, they won the Prentice County tournament on Monday. And they were supposed to have another couple of games. Actually, I think they were going to have games Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. Yeah, because they were supposed to play Tuesday and then and Friday, the regular games. And then Saturday, they were in that Mid-Mississippi Challenge. So that would have been 4 games in a week And Coach Michael Smith was like, yeah, you know, we kind of actually are glad to have the break. Ingomar is in the same boat. They played Monday, boys and girls, in the Union County Tournament Championship. They had games Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. So now they'll get a bit of a break, too. So it's not all bad. Like Ellie Nash, for instance, the star post player for Boonville, she's been nursing a strained calf. And so she's getting a little bit of rest. You know, she played with it Monday. You saw that game. Mm-hmm. And so she doesn't have to play again until Friday. And they need her. I mean, she's averaging 17-7 per game. So it's kind of a mixed bag with this rescheduling. But had a story today. Talked to several coaches about that. So you can check that out in today's journal. Let's talk about the county tournaments. They were affected as well. Dalton, we had the Prentice County tournament was just, which started last Tuesday anyway. It's they got so many teams, they have to start early. And then they pushed the schedule up to where they played on Wednesday. So Boonville's girls, for instance, played on Wednesday. I don't think they played again until Monday, right? They went from Wednesday to Monday.
Probably so.
Yeah, I think that's how it ended up being. And you had games, again, they thought they were going to play on Saturday after Friday got canceled. The conditions were still bad. So as with Union County, everything just got pushed to Monday. Monroe County, I think, finished up on Monday. Now, Lee County got to finish up on Saturday. They played Thursday, Saturday, and that's a smaller tournament for schools. So that was not something I've seen that often around here with the schedules getting jacked around like that. But Prentice County tournament, you were there for the finals, and Boonville's girls, I guess, a bit of an upset, a small upset to take down a really good new site team, a team that we had ranked a couple of spots higher than Boonville. But nice game by Boonville.
It was a good game. Boonville, from the very start, kind of knew that they were playing a little harder, I guess. Shemiah Williams for Boonville comes out. They win the tip. She just runs down the court, pops a three, starts the game off instantly. And then they take a little lead, and they just keep increasing it. And then Madison Farr for Newsite kept them in the game. She had 16 points in the first half, but then the third quarter they kind of double-teamed her. They held her to only 2 points in the quarter, and that's when Boonville kind of took its biggest lead. I think they end up getting to 15 in the fourth quarter, like right in the beginning of the fourth quarter, because they hit two shots start off the quarter, and then Newsite went on a heck of a run. And they cut it down to 1 point, but then they just couldn't finish it. They just couldn't get that one extra bucket to take the lead, and Boonville hit free throws. Shemiah Williams hit 5 free throws down the stretch and just secured that win for them.
Yeah, that's a good win there for Boonville's girls. And I've seen them a couple of times this year, and Shemiah Williams, she's a really good player. And again, they did this with Ellie Nash being hobbled there. And so they take the county championship there. And in the boys' game, Dalton, you had
Newsite
boys beating Baldwin, which Baldwin pulled a bit of an upset beating Wheeler last week.
They did, and then Baldwin was playing pretty well ball. They beat Jumpertown pretty good, and then I didn't get to see the Wheeler game, but obviously I've seen Wheeler play, so you've got to be playing good to beat Wheeler.
You do.
And so Baldwin won in that, and then they started to come back in that game. Newsite took an early lead just like in the first game, but they hit a bunch of threes early. I think they hit 3 threes in the first quarter, 2 or 3 in the second quarter, and just built up like a 10-point, 12-point lead at halftime. And then Baldwin cut it down to 3. Couldn't do much more with that. They really struggled offensively. They only scored 36 points. So
wow. Yeah. Low-scoring game there. So congrats to those teams, Boonville's girls, Newsite's boys. The Monroe County Tournament, Amory's boys and Aberdeen's girls won. Brian Pearson doing a good job there with the Amory boys that we mentioned. Ingomar swept. The Union County titles, not surprising there, Dalton. The Ingomar girls, they played East Union in the final, and it was 32-2 after a quarter. I think Trent Adair called off the dogs after that.
Yeah, I saw that. I was on Twitter on my game, and I was just like, my God, take it easy. They have families.
Yes, really. Take the kids home. Don't let them watch that. That's Ingomar is really good. Okay. Good heavens, are they good? So, yeah, Ingomar sweeps there. The Alcorn County Tournament, we had Corinth's boys winning another one, and Kossuth's girls, he caught up with their coach, Chris Bird, had a little story on them today. They're unbeaten. The only unbeaten girls team, I think, left in the area.
I think the only unbeaten team altogether, I think.
Probably so, boys and girls.
Yeah, I mean, they've won 19 in a row, and he told me, he was like, teams look at us when we come out, and they – they don't want don't be fooled, you know, because they're undersized and they just I guess they just don't look as great as other teams do in warmups. But he said that just their IQ, they know what they're doing at all times. It's just a lot of intelligent girls on that team. And then, well, Corinth has won, what, 12 in a row, I think, now?
I think that's right.
They had kind of a slow start to the season, but it seems like they're hitting their stride now.
They're turning the corner there. So congrats to those teams that won all their county tournaments. And let's look back at last Thursday. I got to go to Okolona. They played Holka in a big division game, division opener. Of course, Okolona is our number one ranked boys team, Holka number six. And tell you what, man, that was quite the atmosphere. It's been a while since I've been to Okolona, and last time I was there, the gym was not that packed. I mean, they had an overflow crowd. They've got those raised bleachers there on one side, and then the other, and the other side, they've got a railing and a walkway between the bleachers. But and so the court, not a whole lot of room though between the court and the benches and the seating, and then they have a stage on one end. They had people four or five rows deep on the stage, standing room only around the gym. I had to stand on one of the baselines, cover the game the old fashioned way, just writing in my notebook. You know, usually I can get a seat somewhere and get my laptop out. So, and that was fine. You know, it was a great atmosphere. The team, Okolona, comes out. They come through, walking through the crowd on one side, past the scorer's table, right before the game, and the place was loud. And Holka had a good fan turnout, by the way. They had a nice showing there. So it's a big time atmosphere. It's Northeast Mississippi basketball at its finest. And Okolona, man, those guys are pretty good. They came out and raced to a 16-0 lead just a few seconds after the first possession. Holka wins the opening tip. They make a really bad turnover, throw it right to an Okolona player. They come down, get 2 points. Jimmy Guy McDonald calls timeout. He calls timeout again less than a minute and a half into the game, and he's burned 2 timeouts, and it was just nothing Holka could do. I mean, Holka's a good, good team. They got Madarius Hobson and Deshaun Berry and those guys, and they ended up after that run, they settled down, and they turned it over, I think, their first 4 or 5 possessions, Holka did, and Okolona turned those into points. After that, they kind of settled down and played them pretty even. Ended up was a 20-point win for Holka, 86-66. And part of that probably was due to the fact that Cam Smith, the big 6'7" guard for Okolona, got in foul trouble. He didn't play much second, third quarter. But Jacorius Stanfield had a big game. He had 24 points. He's like a he's 5'8", and he can jump. He almost threw one down on a fast break. He just went up for the dunk at 5'8", instead of laying it in, and he almost got it. And he was grabbing offensive rebounds early on. He was in there amongst the trees. I mean, they got the Ladarius Spears kid in there, Okolona does, at like he's like 6'7", 6'8". And Jacorius was just flying in there grabbing rebounds. Now, Holka doesn't have a lot of size, but they've got some really good athletes, like I mentioned, Hobson and Berry. But after that initial rush, there's nothing, and that's kind of what Okolona does, I guess. They press you, get turnovers, and kind of knock you on the mat early.
Yeah, and I think it kind of speaks to Holka, though, because Okolona has been beating teams by a lot worse than this. And that's even when you jump out to a 16-0 start like that, Holka's still one of the top teams in the state in 1A, no doubt.
They are.
And I think it just speaks to how good Okolona is. And how fantastic they are. And
honestly, I don't think I saw Okolona at its best for 4 quarters, because, again, Cam Smith was on the bench. If he'd played all 4 quarters, and if it had been if Holka had made more of a game of it, I would have liked to have seen Okolona, you know, play 4 quarters of a game that was kind of in doubt, see how they handled that. But, you know, if you can run out to a 16-0 lead and just play it even the rest of the way, that's not a bad way to win either.
Yeah, I think I saw them closer to their best whenever they played that team out of Lee Huntsville at Alabama. They had that kid that
– the tangle on the trail a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. They had the kid that Kansas is looking at him and stuff, and they just dominated that whole game. But, I like the even when the kids like Jacorius Stanfield, they are not afraid to get up in there and get offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds. All their small guys just give hustle like crazy on the team.
Yeah, and Hobson struggled to kind of get going. I mean, the whole team did, Holka, but I think he ended up with 25 points, which, you know, is what he does. Hobson's going to get his points, and he finally got on track. It was just too little, too late after that initial rush. So yeah, Okolona's good, as if you didn't know. Coming up this week, let's look ahead to some games. Dalton, real quick, I'm going to go out to Ekru and check out North Pontotoc's boys. I think they're our number 10 ranked team.
16-3, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, something like that. They're off to a good start, and they've got some familiar names if you follow the football team. Jarquez Berry, Clark Mills, those kind of guys. They were a good quarterback-receiver combo. Of course, Clark was our offensive player of the year in football. He plays basketball, as does Berry, who was a wide receiver for the Vikings football team. So they're having a good year. Belmont, they're having an okay year. They've got the Connor Allison kid can light it up. You know, he'll drop 25, 30 points or more on you on a given night. And then South Panola at Tupelo, you're going to cover that one, Dalton, the division game.
Yeah, they've already played once. Pretty good game. Tupelo ended up winning by 52-20. 52-50, I'm sorry. And the freshman backup point guard, Keandre Hampton, hit a layup to basically win the game, buzzer beater, basically. And that was at South Panola, so it'd be interesting to see how Tupelo does at home. You know, they kind of need this win to try to get back, try to get second in the division, I guess. These two teams, I think, are fighting for third and fourth right now. So, we'll end up seeing how it's going to go. In the girls' game also, Tupelo's in first place in that division. They defeated South Panola by 5 last time. So
should be a couple of good games.
Yeah, it should. It'd be interesting to see how they turn out after the little break they've had.
Right. And then Saturday, I mentioned earlier, the Mid-Mississippi Challenge. They're playing that down in Ackerman at Choctaw County High School. Several area teams, East Webster's girls are in it. Ingramar's boys and girls are both in the tournament. Just a day-long thing. Starts at 10 o'clock. It'll end pretty late. You got New Sites girls going to play Puckett. You've got Boonville's boys and girls. Boonville's boys will play East Webster, which is off to a good start, by the way. East Webster, I think, is 13-3. And so a lot of good games there at that Mid-Mississippi Challenge. We usually have some good area teams playing in that. So look for all our coverage this weekend of basketball, as hopefully the snow will be gone. And we'll be able to get all these games in. So, hey, let's wrap it up. Time for Athletes of the Week. We do this every week, honor a male and female athlete for their accomplishments on the court, in this case, because we're smack in the middle of basketball season. Female athlete Shamaya Williams. Did I say that right, Shamaya? Shamaya Williams of Boonville.
I think so.
Yeah. Sorry, Shamaya, if I didn't. Mentioned her earlier, had 18 points in the win over New Site in the finals of the Prentice County tournament. Excuse me, in the final. That's one of my pet peeves when people say finals and it's only one game. If it's the NBA finals, that's 7 games, multiple games. If it's one game like this, it's the final. Okay, sorry. I broke my own rule. So congrats to her. And again, she had to take up the slack with Ellie Nash playing hurt. Male Athlete of the Week, Kelton Hall, a senior at Ingramar, became the school's all-time leading scorer on Saturday when Ingramar beat West Union there in the, I think that was the semifinals of the Union County tournament, surpassing a 40-year-old record set by James Green. That's doing something. You know, James Green, one of the best to ever come through there. And so congrats to Kelton Hall for he can light it up. And the thing is, he's not the only one on that team that can light it up. You look at a box score any given day, and Jay Pickens has dropped 25 on you. Saw him against Hulka, had a good game a few weeks ago. So that Ingramar team, very good, led by Kelton Hall, among others. So congrats to him and to Shamaya Williams, your Athletes of the Week. And that'll do it for this episode of Prep Rally. Thanks for joining us. And again, you can find this in iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at @djournalpreps. Dalton's on there as well at @dlmiddleton8. And you can find me on there if you wish at @bradlock. So that's it. We'll be back next week with hopefully the basketball schedules will be a little more normal. Mm-hmm. Well, it won't be too normal. A lot of these games are getting made up next week. But we'll be back then. Thanks for joining us.